the first official mini mess episode. I am super fucking stoked. If you didn't catch it in my last episode, I kind of introduced this little series. It's called the mini mess. It's just kind of my way of touching base with you guys. I want this to be a little bit more raw, a little bit more raunchy, share some of my crazy stories, share some of your guys's stories. I want feedback and suggestions. It's just kind of here for us to touch base and not be so much about the advice. It's just for us to really sit back and relax and build that hot mess connection. So, episode one of our mini fucking mess. I'm super stoked. So let's get right on to the topic for this week. I also don't know how often I will be doing these. Sometimes, depending on how my personal life goes, I may just pop one of these in for the week instead of doing a full episode. But ideally, I would like to have one regular episode and one mini mess, but we'll see how well that goes. So without further ado, let's get on to this week's episode. I want to talk about, it's one of my favorite things that we talk about on this podcast. You guys seem to really enjoy it. I get a lot of listens or downloads whenever I talk about it. So we're gonna be talking about sex horror stories. If you are a family member or a really good friend of mine, which I know there's a lot of you, and this is not the content that you want to hear come out of my mouth, then I will see you in the next episode. If you are here for it, if some of these stories resonate with you, then come on, bitch, get you a little drinky drink and let's talk about it. So the first one that I'm going to talk about today, this actually happened right before Will and I started dating, and I introduced Will officially on my last episode. I hope you guys liked that one. I know with my new microphone, we were kind of testing some things out. The audio may have been a little off. I'm so sorry if you're a headphone user. I also edit with headphones in, so I know that it was a little loud at parts, but I'm hoping that I kind of got that figured out with this episode. It's most definitely a work in progress, so we'll just keep on working through that. But any hoosers, let's get on to the topic. So the first story that I want to talk about, it happened right before Will and I actually met and started seeing each other. I don't know if I ever introduced this person on my podcast or talked about them. I'm not 100% sure. And if I did, I don't fucking remember their nickname, but I was seeing this person kind of. It wasn't anything serious. I just got the vibe that he wasn't looking for a relationship or a girlfriend, anything like that. And I was also kind of in a place in my life where I didn't really know what I wanted. I wasn't super firm on having a relationship, so I just kind of had my rotation, and he filled the spot in the rotation. This was the second time him and I ever met up. The first time, it was just essentially strictly for sex, and then we got together for the second time on St. Patrick's Day this year. Of course, he came back to my place. We start fooling around, and we ended up doing the deed, which was fine. He did stay the night. The next morning, we're kind of fooling around again, and we're in doggy style position. He accidentally slips out, and he doesn't just knock at my back door. He uses a fucking battering ram and is halfway into the entrance, if you know what I'm saying. Of course, there's no lube. I was not prepared for that, and it's not really something that I've dabbled a whole lot in. So he slips out, shoves it in the wrong hole, and I scream. Just no, 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 no. He pulls out. He's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And you guys, I cannot express to you the amount of pain that I felt. I mean, it felt like I was being ripped in half. I'm sorry. That's like the only way I can describe it. It was like a million excruciating hemorrhoids just popped up on my asshole at the same time. It was awful. And so I ended up just laying, like collapsing onto my bed. And I tried so hard not to cry in front of this dude. I lost that battle. I just start sobbing hysterically because it hurt so fucking bad. And he's like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I was like, it's okay. It's okay. It just really fucking hurt. And I'm like trying to laugh through the tears, and they were big ass tears. So this dude pulls his pants up, obviously. I'm laying there like cupping my butthole and moving from side to side. So like I'm on my stomach and I'm just going from shoulder to shoulder, like trying to self-soothe. And this motherfucker had the audacity to look at me as I'm fucking crying and say, well, that's a boner kill, and walks downstairs and then proceeds to sit on my couch and wait for me to get dressed so I can take him home. Yeah, I mean, just a real gem of a person. I know that almost every woman has had that experience. And normally it's like a little boop. Oh, haha, sorry, wrong hole. They like don't go in there. It just kind of touches your booty hole. Nope, not with me. Full force jammed right in. So that is probably still to this day one of my favorite stories. I don't talk to this person anymore. Obviously, I'm with Will. But that was the last time I saw that person. Because who hurts someone intentionally or not? And then is just like, oh, well, that killed my boner. Yeah, and it killed my asshole, dude. I'm probably not going to be able to sit for like at least 3 to 5 business days. And you're upset because the blood flow went from your dick to somewhere else in your body, because I know it wasn't your brain. So yeah, him and I, we don't talk anymore, and we stopped talking immediately after that. The next story that I have, it is also a wonderful story, one of my favorites. I worked at a call center very, very briefly, maybe like 4 or 5 months or so. There was a guy there, really cute. He was tall, he had red hair, he had a beard. He was pretty cute. A little awkward, kind of quirky, but that doesn't deter me. I think it's cute. Will's kind of awkward, as I'm sure you guys heard, and I find it really endearing and really attractive. However, this guy was also very clingy, and I was dealing with a lot of shit at the time. I was still living with my ex-husband. I was still kind of with my ex-husband, not really. At this time, we were sleeping in separate beds. It was just really fucking downhill. So anyway, my ex-husband and I had a giant fight, and he was like, you know what, we are done, like, can't do this anymore. Because before we actually officially broke up, we had been on and off pretty much our entire relationship, and we would break up. A couple weeks later, we'd get back together, even though we're literally still sleeping in the same bed. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're talking about this guy. We used to call him Ginger Jesus because he was very tall, red hair, beard, all of that. And it was very well known that this guy had a crush on me. He was a couple years younger than me, and he had asked if I wanted to go to the bar, one of the local dive bars by our job, and I said yes. So we go, we hang out, we have an okay time. I mean, the conversation's all right. And then we start hanging out a little more regularly. We'd become drinking buddies after work. The last time that him and I hung out, or the second to last time that him and I hung out, we were at the bar and he was making like really sexual jokes. And it didn't necessarily make me uncomfortable, but I just kind of knew where the night was gonna go. So I figured, whatever. I mean, he's cute. I'm a little horny. Because, of course, I'm drinking. So I'm like, you know what? Fine. Fuck it. Where do you want to go? Put your money where your mouth is. If you're going to tell me you're going to fold me like a pretzel and I'm not going to remember my name, then let's do it. Show me the promised land, Ginger Jesus. So we get into his car and we drive somewhere very dark, very secluded. And I'm excited. We get into the back seat. He pulls his junk out. And he's got a big piece. He's got a big dick. I was like, hell yeah, maybe this guy isn't all talk and no action. And I'm actually about to get some good D. So we start, and it's all right. He's sitting down. I'm on top. I'm kind of doing all the work. And all of a sudden, boom, he finishes. You guys, I cannot even express to you how fast he came. It was honestly less than 30 seconds. And that is why he was dubbed the nickname 23 seconds, because it also would take him 23 seconds to text me back. And if I didn't respond within a reasonable amount of time in his opinion, he would double text me, triple text me, and keep going and going and going. So he got the new nickname from Ginger Jesus to 23 or 23 seconds. So he finishes and I'm just sitting there like, okay, what the fuck? So I ask him, you know, for someone who talked a lot of shit. Now, I don't normally like to bash men. I mean, maybe just a little bit, but like, I don't normally like to bash men who come quickly. It's just kind of what happens, especially if you are really, really attracted to someone or it's been a while since you've had sex, things like that. So I don't really like to bash them on that. However, when you're talking that much shit, I mean, this man was talking to me for probably a couple of hours in the bar about he's gonna flip me in all these different positions and he's gonna hit spots that I didn't even know I had and I'm gonna this and you're gonna, yeah, none of that. The only thing that I got out of that was a neck cramp and thighs that were on fire and a whole lot of disappointment. So I think it's okay when someone talks all that shit and they promise you everything and anything and all in between. You're allowed to bash the fuck out of them when they don't deliver. So as if that wasn't bad enough that this guy wasted my time, got me all worked up for 23 seconds. He then sat there in the back of his car. I had pulled my pants up and we're sitting there. I thought we were gonna get ready to go. He sat there in the back of his car and played with his flaccid dick and was hitting it against his leather seats and was like, I know I didn't last long, but it's really fucking big, isn't it? I didn't know what to say. So I was like, yeah, you're right. It is really big and it would be more impressive if it actually fucking did something. Now take me back to the bar so I can drink enough to think that all of this was just a fever dream. And we still hung out after that. The last time that we hung out, which was right after that, he was talking about going and having sex again. And I just straight up was like, you know what? It'll take me longer to finish my drink than it will for us to do the deed. So I'm gonna stay put for the night. Yeah, I'm gonna stay here. Thank you. And I still talk to some of my old coworker friends. We still talk about this dude. They still rag on me for sleeping with 23 because it was just, I mean, it was a horror story, but hey, now I get to share that with the podcast, with the whole fucking world. I really hope that that person never finds this podcast because if they do, they will know that I am talking about specifically them. If you ever find this podcast, I'm sorry. I hope you worked on your dick game. That was just my experience. Last and final story for this little mini mess episode. Way back in the day, I think I had just turned 18 and I was a hostess at a restaurant. I don't think that I've shared this story. If I have, sorry about it. Now you get to hear it in better quality audio. You're fucking welcome. But I was a hostess at a restaurant. I don't even think that there are that many around anymore. It was a really fucking toxic work environment. Everyone was sleeping with everyone. Everyone was dating everyone. The manager tried to fuck the waitresses and the hostesses constantly. The only reason I got hired was because I was a hot young redhead. Like, I didn't have any hostessing skills and it fucking showed. I was awful at my job. I didn't know how to do anything. But the manager wanted to sleep with me, so he hired me on the spot. Anyway, I quickly became friends with one of the girls there, and we'll call her Amanda. Amanda and I had gotten pretty close, but I could tell it was kind of one of those frenemy things. Like, she only hung out with me to have another hot girl around her, so it somehow made her look hotter. I don't fucking know, but we became very quick frenemies. We started hanging out quite regularly, and Amanda was kind of seeing this other guy that we worked with, a waiter, we'll call him Scott. Her and Scott kind of had a thing, but you could tell he was a player, and she was just kind of whatever to him. He didn't really care about her. And I kept trying to tell her, like, you need to forget about this dude. He's fucking bad news and he doesn't actually like you. So it was Scott's birthday. I'd been there for a few months and we all went to Scott's party. Amanda is hanging all over him and you can tell that he is getting more and more and more annoyed. So he's trying to like distance himself this entire fucking party. Well, all of a sudden, this group of much younger girls, and I say that I was 18. They had to have been at least a couple years, if not more, younger than I was. Most of the people at this party were in their 20s, 30s, somewhere around there. And these girls came in, he showed them a lot of attention, one girl in particular, and that, of course, pissed off Amanda. So she goes upstairs, she grabs like a whole bottle, goes upstairs, she's smoking, drinking, pouting, doing her thing. Well, this group of girls didn't last long anyway. One of the girls ended up getting completely fucking wasted. They weren't even there an hour. Got hammered fucking drunk, threw up all over the bathroom, had to be dragged out by the other girls, and they left. So after that, everything kind of winds down. Some people go upstairs to console Amanda. She's not having any of it. She's thrown her little pity party up there, and we're all downstairs having a gay old time. Everything winds down, and all of a sudden, one of the people who had been up there consoling Amanda comes down to me and says, fuck, God, it was so long ago, I cannot remember exactly what happened, but basically that Amanda was talking shit about me, that she didn't like me, that I shouldn't be here, that I was ugly and bad at my job. I mean, she's not wrong about that last part, 100% correct, but anyway, she was talking a lot of shit about me. Now, when I was 18, I was very hot-headed, and I loved revenge. If you pissed me off, I would ruin your fucking life. I've gotten older, so I'm a little wiser now. Like, you have to do something pretty fucked up for me to ruin your life, but like, I still have that skill set nonetheless. But I was a hothead when I was 18, so I knew that I had to exact revenge. Now, some of you are already way ahead of me, but for those of you who don't understand where this is going, the party started to wind down. I'm fucking pissed and drunk, which from my last episode, you guys know that sometimes I'm not the nicest when I drink, depending on if I'm fighting with someone. That's really where my anger comes out. So the party is kind of calming down. People are finding wherever they sleep. And there was a U-shaped couch, giant U-shaped couch in like this main living room just off the stairs to go to the second floor. That's where I decided I was going to crash out. That is also where Scott decided he was going to crash out. We're laying there. All of a sudden, we start fooling around. We start having sex. This guy was really good looking. He was older than me. Yeah, I knew he was a douchebag, but I didn't really fucking care. I just wanted to get revenge on this bitch who said she was my friend. And yeah, anyway, because I also didn't know that Amanda and I were frenemies. I thought we were actual fucking friends until she started telling everybody at this party that she only hangs out with me because X, Y, and Z, whatever her fucking reasonings were. So this is how I exacted my revenge. I slept with the guy that she is like madly in love with, who won't give her the time of day, and it gets better, hot messes. The way that this couch is positioned, it's up against a wall, and then obviously like a U, the two sides stick out from the wall. So he was sitting on one of the chairs that face the opposite side, so not the back. And the way that that was positioned, you could see the bottom landing of the stairs that came from the second story to the first. So if you were walking down the stairs and you made that little turn onto the landing to walk down a couple more steps, you and I would make eye contact because I'm riding him and I'm facing the opposite direction that he is. So guess who walks down the stairs? Amanda, pity party of one, walks down the stairs as he is coming. You guys, it was cinematic bliss. It was fucking wonderful. And I had this evil fucking grin on my face as he's finishing, and she hears it. I mean, we know what it sounds like when guys come. It's, yeah, it was exactly that. So he's finishing. She's walking down the stairs, and we lock eyes, and I'm like glaring, smiling, a big old fuck you on my face. And she stops, and her eyes tear up, and she runs back upstairs. I'm sure there was still like a mini party going on upstairs, so I know she told everybody up there. I really didn't give a shit. And that's how I exacted my revenge on a bitch who used my kindness and my friendship against me for months. I mean, I gave this girl money when she needed. I consoled her when Scott wasn't giving her attention. I paid for her food. I covered her shifts. Like, I did what friends would do, and she was only taking advantage of me, so I fucked the dude she was in love with, and I don't give a shit. So that is all I have for this mini episode. I kind of want to keep these ones a little lighthearted, not so advice-based. Talk about some of the crazy things I've gone through, some of the raunchy things I've done, some of the things that I may not be so proud of, and the things that I'm really fucking proud of. If you have any stories that you would like me to read on a mini mess episode, if you have any stories that you want me to read on a mini mess episode, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram. It is @_hot_hotmess_podcast. I will also leave the link in the description box below. With that, I'll leave the email that you can reach out to me. And I do also have a TikTok. I'll try to find the link for that. I don't really know if I'll be able to do all that, but you have those that you can reach out to me. You can also message me on this platform. So whether it is Spotify, Podbean, Audible, whatever, that is all I have for this week. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. And as always, I will see you next Tuesday. Bye, bitches.